Texte numéro 125. World faces deathly silence of nature as wildlife disappears, warn experts. Sounds of the natural world are rapidly falling silent and will become acoustic fossils without urgent action to halt environmental destruction, international experts have warned. As technology develops, sound has become an increasingly important way of measuring the health and biodiversity of ecosystems. Our forests, soils, and oceans all produce their own acoustic signatures. Scientists who use ecoacoustics to measure habitats and species say that quiet is falling across thousands of habitats as the planet witnesses extraordinary losses in the density and variety of species. Disappearing or losing volume along with them are many familiar sounds, the morning calls of birds, rustle of mammals through undergrowth, and summer hum of insects. The changes are profound and they are happening everywhere, said US soundscape recordist Bernie Krause, who has taken more than 5,000 hours of recordings from 7 continents over the past 55 years. He estimates that 70% of his archive is from habitats that no longer exist. The shift in ecosystem sound is happening in the air, the forest, the soil, and even under the water. During the Cold War, the US Navy used underwater surveillance systems to track Soviet submarines and found they struggled to do so near coral reefs due to all the sounds reefs produced. Whenever we went to a healthy reef, it blew our minds, the cacophony of sounds we heard, said UK Professor Steve Simpson, who has been monitoring coral reefs using hydrophones for more than 20 years. A healthy reef was a carnival of sound. But 2015 and 2016 brought significant bleaching events, which resulted in 80% mortality of corals. The result of these bleaching events is a deathly silence, said Simpson. We swam around those reefs crying into our masks. As the sophistication of microphones has increased, scientists are using them to monitor life that would not usually be audible to human ears. Marcus Mieder, an acoustic ecologist and sound artist from Switzerland, has been investigating the noises trees make under stress, pushing a microphone into the bark of a tree to listen to the living tissue. Stress sounds like pulses come from within the cavity, he said. For many researchers, disappearing soundscapes are a source of grief as well as of scientific interest. It's a sad thing to be doing, but it's also helping to tell a story about the beauty of nature, said US Professor Brian Pijanowski. As a scientist, I have trouble explaining what biodiversity is, but if I play a recording and say what I'm talking about, these are the voices of this place. We can either work to preserve it or not. Adapted from NPR, April 2024.